The Burt Show.
Early on Friday morning, took a call from Janice. And from time to time, we like to do this. We call them First Date Fridays. Like, mm-hmm. if you have a date planned for the weekend, we check in with you on Friday. And if it's a really unique situation, we'll check back with you on Monday just to find out how everything went.
Mm-hmm.
And Janice called us on Friday between like 6:30 and 7 and said that she was anxious but excited because her parents were setting her up on a blind date. Mm. With a 48-year-old man. She's 24 years old.
Mm. This is like first blind old man out of town date Friday.
Yeah.
This is a lot of strikes going into this one blind date.
And it's our first Friday to do that, so I can't wait till this one.
So many people have been calling over the last couple of hours to find out what happened that we're going to do this. We're going to play this in two parts. We are going to play the original call that we took on Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that didn't hear that, you'll get invested in it. And then after that, we'll play the call that we took from her this morning, telling us everything that happened over the weekend.
Right.
So let's go back to Friday between 6:30 and 7, and this is Janice calling us, telling about her blind date. Hey, Janice, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing all right, I guess. I think nerves have set in a little bit. I've been a little bit sick this morning. I'm on my way to the airport. But it's going to be a good weekend, I think.
I mean, the stakes are high here. I mean, yeah, you are investing a lot. If you are investing on flying to Miami and you've got a, what, 8 o'clock flight out of here?
Yeah, 7:55, and it's like an hour and 10 minutes away, and
now,
I'm not there yet.
Just because I don't really trust Bert's memory from reading his email, yeah. Will you tell us the background of this date you've got this weekend?
Okay, yeah, I do want to, first of all, clear up. My dad and my mom are divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad is totally 100% against this,
okay.
But my mom is dating a man who's a really great guy, and this is a friend of his, and he does live in Virginia, and I'm actually flying this morning to Jacksonville, and he's going to pick me up in Jacksonville this morning and fly me down on his plane to Miami.
Ooh, boy.
He's a pilot, so he does have, you know, transportation here and there. But he is 48, I am 24, and we've been talking on the phone for just over a week now, and he seems to be a nice guy, so we'll see how it goes.
All right, 404-741-1005, let the judging begin.
Not going to judge, I'm just going to ask some questions.
Okay.
And I'd like to ask these questions of Jen and Melissa, uh-huh. us as of you.
Uh-huh.
Like, do you think in your mother's role as protector, she should raise a red flag about you meeting this man for the first time and not only having him pick you up at the commercial airport, but then driving you to his private plane and getting on a plane with you?
You don't think it's safe?
No.
Well, I did talk to my mom about that, and she's definitely, she thinks he's a really nice guy. She's met him a few times. I mean, she's talked to him a lot, but she's met him a few times. And, I mean, he's been flying for 23 years. We don't think the whole plane issue is going to be, like, dangerous. But he seems to be a really nice guy.
Not the plane, it's the alone with him. And Jen and Melissa, would your any circumstance where your mom would be okay?
Well, I think, well, let me ask Janice a question, because my answer is, do you consider your mom your best friend?
I do, yeah.
Because I think the difference between me and Millie Pete is I don't consider Millie Pete my best friend, she's still my mom. So I would never, like, share dating experiences or, you know, anything like that with her. Like, she, there's still this hierarchy.
Like,
so no.
Wouldn't you, as your mom, though, if you told her the story of, yeah, I'm flying to Jacksonville, I'm getting on this guy's private plane, I've never met him before, talked to him on the phone a few times, even if your mom had met him two or three times?
As a father,
well, I think there's a difference between being best friends with your mom and
best,
a mother-daughter. Because
you mean
some women consider their mother their mm-hmm. best friend and not somebody who is their
looking
mother.
Out for them.
Right.
And Janice, let me ask you this question also about this guy, because I think as a parent, you obviously want to set your children up with somebody that can provide a future for them.
Yeah.
And what you're talking about is a 48-year-old man that has his own jet. So he's doing really well for himself.
Yeah.
Do you think that your mom could be swayed just because the dude obviously has a lot of money?
I don't think so. I mean, she's really not that type of person. I do want to clear up one more thing. She is actually my dad's second ex-wife. So she was my stepmom at the age of 12 until 17 when they divorced.
So she's
and
not. So she's not your
She's not my biological mom, but she became, you know, my mom figure at the age of 12,
mm-hmm.
and then they divorced at 17 when I was 17, and so since then is when, you know, we've been like best friends since then. So It's not my biological mom, though.
Here's where I think the comfort of and the security of the money comes in. I think that her mom is looking at a guy that is doing really, really, really well. And when you've got that kind of cash and that kind of security for your daughter, then all of a sudden that guy becomes a lot better catch, I think. Maybe.
Well, I don't.
I've dated older men before, too, though.
You have. How many older men have you dated?
Significantly older, 3 Betty's boyfriends.
Significantly older is double your age or older?
I dated when I was 17 a man who just turned 49 last month.
Oh, my goodness, Janice.
And for 3 years, I dated a man who just turned 45 in December, so he was only 20 and a half years older than me.
What kind of 49-year-old man would date a 17-year-old girl?
Pedophile.
Well, he was like 41 then or so.
Even so, 41 and 17, that's, yeah.
Somebody's looking for a daddy.
I'm very mature.
Right.
I'm really.
Janice, you don't have any issues with the age difference?
Not the age difference, it was just a little bit weird that my mom was, like, okay with it and setting me up with them, because the age difference doesn't bother me. I date older men anyway.
For what reason?
They're over the whole playing games. They don't want to have to date everyone every time. I mean, it's not every weekend you have a new boyfriend, a new date. I mean, it's just something that's more steady, and they're content with just one person.
Let me tell you something. If you're a 41-year-old guy dating a 17-year-old, you're all about playing games.
But I'm not 17 anymore, though.
Hmm. Go ahead, Jen.
Janice, have you ever dated a guy your own age?
Yeah, I did. I've been out on a couple dates recently. I've recently lost 68 pounds, and so I've tried to been dating a lot more. Uh-huh. And I dated a man who was 29 years old. We went out twice, and he decided to just ignore me. And I've seen him probably 3 times since then, and he never wants to explain what happened. You know, just stopped talking to me. And every time I date someone who's young, it's like all of a sudden, this is what I want. And I'm a nice person. I don't change anybody, and it just doesn't ever work out.
And you said you've lost 68 pounds?
Yeah.
Well,
do you think he expects to sleep with you this weekend?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Oh, Janice.
Yes, he does.
I'm trying not to be judgmental of all of this, but I got to tell you from a guy's perspective that if he's picking you up, taking you down there, flying you down there, you guys are spending the whole weekend in his hotel room, this man is expecting something physical over the weekend.
Now, I did come prepared for that, but I talked to my mom last night when I dropped my daughter off at her house, and she said, now, just want to let you know, because she talked to her boyfriend, she said, he may not try anything, because he's a really nice guy, and he's a gentleman, so don't you just throw yourself on him. But, I mean, I'm prepared if that happens, but I did a little shopping.
Let me just ask one more piece of the puzzle real quick. How long have you been talking to him on the phone?
Just over a week. I talked to him for the first time last Sunday, and he asked me to go to Miami with him on Monday.
2 weeks.
So, yeah, 2 weeks, yeah.
Okay.
Now, Janice, you said your father's totally against this. I want to know the conversation you had with him.
Well, he's remarried, and I actually told his wife first to break it to him. And he got on the phone. He said, now, Janice, with his real stern voice. And I was like, yes, Daddy. He said, I don't think you should go. I'm totally against this. I don't think this is the right thing. And you know what he's after. And we don't need to talk about this, but it's just, you need to be very careful. And I don't think this is what you need to do. But Daddy, he's a nice guy. He said, I don't care how nice he is. You don't need to go.
You don't know that he's nice, Ed. I mean, you've only talked to him for 2 weeks.
Just
he seems nice.
Just three quick questions. One, do you know what he looks like?
Yes.
Did he pay for your plane ticket down to Jacksonville?
Yes.
And I forgot my third.
I'm a little nervous about this. He seems nice in 2 weeks kind of thing. You don't know. I mean, you have no idea.
I have no idea. But on the phone, he seems nice from what I've heard. And my mom says he's nice.
Yeah, that guy that would flee to England a couple of weeks ago after doing that to his family, everybody said seemed like a really nice guy also. And they knew him for years.
I didn't hear about that.
I remember my third question. Are you at age 24 and you said you took your baby over to your mom's house?
Mm-hmm.
Are you starting to feel like you're getting a little too old not to have a father figure for your child?
Not right now. I definitely think it's an important thing for a child to have a father. She does ask the question of why do I not have a daddy, but, you know, I have answers for those, and she knows that right now she has just a mommy, and I don't really know if I'm want any man to be her dad right now, because she's 6 years old, and for me to just just have some man automatically be her daddy and tell her what to do and try to discipline her. I don't think I could handle that right now.
That question goes such to the stereotype of what guys think when they meet single moms. That the stereotype is it's a way easier target because these women are looking for a daddy.
Oh, no, I wasn't even thinking that. My thought was that just the fact that she is moving so fast, and we just talked to Jen Fallon, like, how long ago, about how she's starting to feel panic as people in her lives are, like, in a relationship and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's making me wonder if she's, if Janice here is just panicking that she's 24 years old, she'll never find anyone.
I forgot what my question was going to be for Janice.
Let me take one more
call.
There's
just so many questions. We're all losing track.
Janice, I have a question for you about your daughter, you said? Uh-huh. Daughter. Was her father one of those relationships with an older man?
He was 29 when I was 17.
He was 29 when you were 17. Mm-hmm. And do you mind if I ask what happened to that relationship?
Yeah, I dated him for 4 months. I met his parents, the great people, and I told him I was pregnant, and he changed his cell phone number, disconnected his pager, and moved. And after he proved paternity, then his family would not speak to me, and I've not spoken to him since. And he is 100% disabled, so he is not made to pay child support because of his disability. So he's never seen her, and I haven't talked to him since.
After talking to Janice Bird, are you 100% certain that you and Stacey don't want to try for a daughter?
I have never been more certain than I am right now. Hey, Janice, I just, we're going to talk to you again on Monday morning between 6:30 and 7. Just make A, sure you're okay, and B, see how it went. But you've got a daughter to protect here also. And I think when you put yourself in a situation like this where you're really vulnerable, you're not only putting yourself in this situation, but you're putting your daughter in that situation too, you know?
Okay, well, I've got people calling throughout the weekend on different rotations, so it'll be awesome. Everyone's checking in.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck, Janice.
Thank you.
I will talk to you Monday. So that was the call that we took on Friday. Now, this is the call that we took earlier this morning, detailing exactly what happened over the weekend.
Hey, Janice.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Are you back in Atlanta?
I am.
How was your weekend in Florida?
Wow. It was definitely a learning experience.
Oh. Yeah, Jeff's right. Okay, wait a second. So you flew to Jacksonville, right?
And then I almost missed my flight, actually, but yes.
Because you were chatting it up with us too long?
I couldn't drive fast enough, and I was running late, and
So you flew Friday morning when you were on the phone with us. You were getting on a commercial flight down to Jacksonville, where you were going to meet his private plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, take it from there.
And as soon as I saw him, and he was actually cuter than his picture, and he looked really nice, and I was quite impressed. I was like, oh, the Burt says going to kill me on Monday because I'm going to have so much fun. But as soon as we got to, we actually flew into Fort Lauderdale, went into our hotel, and we were going to set our stuff down and go to dinner, and excuse me, I just woke up. But as soon as we got there, he started crying, and I was like, damn, I mean, we just got here, and he's already starting this? So, I mean, I spent the whole entire weekend just trying to get him off of me.
So and, he didn't even, like, try to make any, you know, like, small moves? Like, was he trying to kiss you? What was he trying to do?
His small move was we were unpacking our bags and putting our clothes away, and he pulls out a box of condoms and says, see, look, I came prepared. And old boy had quite a big preparedness reaction. He bought a 12-pack. And needless to say, he didn't need to even bring any because...
What did you say?
I was like, oh my gosh. And I mean, I was really stunned. I was like, are you kidding? He's like, no, I mean, I think it's very important and safe sex. And I was like, ooh, there's not sex at all, honey. And so, I mean, after I told him that about 20 times, but we actually had an okay time.
But didn't we tell you that going into it? Like, if a guy is going to fly you on a private plane and stay in a hotel with you, like,
how old is he again?
48.
Okay, a 48-year-old man is not going to, beat around the bush. He's going to want to, I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, it goes with what Jeff said, but on top of that, the fact that he's 48, like, he's old enough, like, you know what, this is what I want, this is what we're going to do, let's go.
And plus, you're setting yourself up as a 24-year-old woman. You're like, sure, I'll get on a plane with a stranger and fly down and stay in the same hotel room. Like, you know what he's thinking? Yeah, she's going to do it.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't.
Sure thing.
So we had We had an okay weekend. I was definitely glad to be home yesterday. And I was counting down the minutes on Saturday night. And but it was an okay time. I had a good experience while I was down there. I mean,
will you go
got
out
to
with
see
him
a
again?
Lot of stuff. And I'm will, sorry, will I go out with him again?
Will you go out with him again?
No, not a chance.
Okay. Janice, did you ever at any point feel unsafe throughout the weekend?
No, not unsafe at all.
Really?
I mean, at any time I could have called any of my friends that actually live there in Hollywood, Florida, which is not too far away, or Jacksonville, or my mom. I mean, I could have called anyone and just hopped on a plane or in a car and gone. So
you
I didn't feel unsafe.
Now, did you report this back to your mom, who's the one who set you up on the date?
Stepmom.
Stepmom.
I was going to wait until I got home to talk to her about it, but I had actually had a little too much to drink on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up calling her Saturday night, and I was just telling her everything. I'm like, this man won't quit hitting on me. This is disgusting. But, you know, she apologized. She's like, I'm so sorry. So I thought he was such a nice guy, and she's like, I guess you never really know anyone until you're actually in a personal setting with him. So she felt really upset, you know, really bad about it. But, I mean, it's not her fault, and I mean, I needed to go through it, and at least it was with someone that was not going to take advantage totally of the situation and, you know, let it come out all right.
So where did you guys still stayed in the same hotel room?
Yeah, the whole entire time. And it wasn't until I was leaving that I realized that the sofa pulls out into a bed. So I could have been in the sofa the whole time and it would have, you know, relieved some of that tension. But
so you slept in the same bed with him the whole weekend?
Yes.
Hmm.
But I wore clothes.
Okay.
And he started off wearing clothes.
Did he start? He started off. Wearing clothes.
I mean, he just kept trying and trying and trying, and I was like, no, it was crazy.
Well, so it's not that crazy. It was kind of what we expected. It was just sort of crazy to you.
Well, yeah, y'all expected it, but
you were just naive to it.
Why was that sort of hard to believe?
Because I mean, I've dated people around his age before, and it's never been that way. I mean, I guess all 48-year-olds are different.
But as we tried to explain to you before, or when you were on with us Friday, like about the 20-year-old guy who's the mm-hmm. father of your baby, like not all 20-year-olds are exactly the same, just like not all 40-something-year-olds are exactly the same. Like
right.
You can't, just because there's somebody's a certain age doesn't mean they've had the same, you know, number of laps around Daytona Motor Speedway.
Right,
so but they all are the same in that they're men.
Yeah,
and that you know, a lot of times we say, I mean, it's early, so we have to be careful about what we talk about. But we say that you know, men are interested in the same thing, especially if they are going this above and beyond for a blind date first mm-hmm, weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the difference. Also, I would assume in the other 40-somethings you've dated that you haven't agreed to be on their private plane and go to a different city with them on the first date.
Right. Hmm. That definitely was the first for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not against it. I mean, so if anyone else would like to take me on a first date and fly me somewhere, I mean, maybe not a first date.
Hey, guess what, Janice? They're going to expect the same thing this 40-year-old expected.
Oh. Well, not a first date, a third date or something.
All right, Janice.
Do you think that you would do anything differently in the future after this experience?
I would have made sure I had my own room and my own rental car and that's about it. I mean, we could have had a good time if we were just separated a little bit more. So, but I did have a lot of people find me on MySpace and start emailing me, and they weren't as negative as they were on the show, but they were definitely still concerned. So I had a lot of emails to write back to you last night. So.
What do you mean find you on MySpace? Just based on the stuff you said on the air, people tracked you down on MySpace?
I've never known that you could find someone that easily, but yeah.
We said she was from McDonough.
Emails. Oh, okay.
Mm.
All right, Janice.
All right. Well, thank you all for taking
I'm glad you're home safely.
Yeah, agreed.
All right.
And if you have any more dramatic dating stories, I mean, we'll certainly listen to them and give you unsolicited advice that you don't have to take.
Well, I doubt I'll have anything that exciting anymore.
All right. Well, you'd be surprised once those MySpace guys start calling. There's a story behind every one of them.
All right. Y'all have a good week.
Have a great Monday. Take care,
Jan. The Bert Show. It's like eavesdropping on a really juicy conversation. Listen in on all the hits Q100.
Now, that's the first time I heard that also, because I had to do some stuff with Bert's Big Adventure earlier this morning. And I contend that she did end up sleeping with that guy this weekend, but she didn't tell him. She wouldn't come clean about it.
Because she was drunk on Saturday night when she called her mom.
She says that she spent the weekend in his hotel room in the bed with him.
Yeah.
All weekend long.
Fended him off all weekend.
Fended him off all weekend long. She also said on Friday that she did prepare for that. I mean, that's a pretty broad term. I think she ended up hooking up with the dude.
See, I could see her not only because he blew it, and that guy's an idiot, because if he had paced himself a little more, he could have gotten it. But because he, you know, first thing he unpacks out of his, you know, carry-on is the box of condoms.
Too much too soon.
Slow down, Chief.
If he just is cool about it in the beginning, he probably has a fantastic time over the weekend.
Or even plays hard to get, and, you know, she's on him like white on rice.
No, you did.
Couldn't think of anything else.
The Burt Show.